This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. New Delhi has asserted that it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates situation after India conducted precision missile strikes on Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Under the operation, which lasted for 25 minutes, the Indian Armed Forces carried out focused missile strikes on 9 terrorist facilities in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir Tuesday late night. In retaliation against the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. In this retaliatory action, the Indian Armed Forces targeted those terrorist infrastructure from where terrorist attacks were planned and directed against India. The Indian Army, Indian Air Force and the External Affairs Ministry held a joint press briefing in New Delhi yesterday on the Operation Sindoor. Speaking to media, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army and Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of the Indian Air Force informed that Operation Sindoor was launched to deliver justice to the victims of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Colonel Qureshi gave details about the terror sites on which strikes were carried out under Operation Sindoor.
Sawai Nala Camp, Muzaffarabad, jo ki POJK ke line of control se 30 km dur hai. Yeh ek Lashkar-e-Toyba ka training center tha. Sayyidna Bilal Camp, Muzaffarabad, yeh ek Jaish-e-Mohammad ka staging area hai. Gulpur Camp, Kotli, LOC se 30 km dur tha. Lashkar-e-Toyba ka base tha, jo Rajouri, Punch mein sakriya tha. Barnala Camp, Bhimber, LOC se 9 km dur hai. Yahan par hathiyar handling, IED va jungle survival ka prashikshan kendra tha. Abbas Camp, Kotli, LOC se 13 km dur hai. Lashkar-e-Toyba ka fidain yahan tayyar hota tha.
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh said that the Indian Armed Forces are fully prepared to give a befitting reply to any misadventure by Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval yesterday briefed their global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism under Operation Sindoor. During the conversation with his counterparts, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar appreciated the solidarity and support of these countries in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Operation Sindoor has drawn widespread international support. Several nations have backed India's right to defend itself against terrorism. Israel voiced strong support to India with Ambassador Reuven Azar in a social media post stating that terrorists should know there is no place to hide from their heinous crimes against the innocent. Russia condemned terrorism unequivocally. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting in New Delhi yesterday with Lieutenant Governors, Chief Ministers, Directors General of Police and Chief Secretaries of States sharing borders with neighbouring countries after Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep a strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements in social and other media platforms. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. Opposition had earlier extended its support for any action that the government takes in the aftermath of Pahalgam terror attack. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India has exercised its right to respond by conducting Operation Sindoor and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the 66th Raging Day event of Border Roads Organisation in New Delhi yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated host Kolkata Knight Riders by 2 wickets at Eden Garden last night. Opting to bat first, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 179 for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Chennai Super Kings surpassed the target, scoring 183 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 19.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.